everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget.
Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young kids, builds specially adapted smart homes for severely injured veterans, and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness.
David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of his first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor.
Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Thursday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are both together here in New York City for the next couple of days, but like many of you, we are certainly paying a great deal of attention to what is going on in Florida. We know, frankly, that many of you may be listening to us on the radio because 2.5 million Floridians currently do not have power all over our listening area. And so some of you may be in your cars trying to determine what exactly is going on because you don't have power to be able to get information other ways. Some of you, and this is, I think, a good bit of advice, I've done it in my own house, may still have battery-powered radios to be able to listen to when everything else is down, as is the case in many different parts of Florida right now. The storm is working its way through the northeastern part of Florida now and will soon be headed in the direction of South Carolina, the Georgia coast, and parts of North Carolina as well. Indeed, some of you who are listening to us right now in those states may already be having your lives impacted by the storm as well. It appears, based on what Governor Ron DeSantis has said, that this will be one of the five worst hurricanes that has ever hit Florida. So let me give you some of these updates right now from Governor Ron DeSantis out there. We'll also open up the phone line, take some of your calls if you experienced this hurricane, if you are currently dealing with its aftermath and want to share with people what the experience was like. 800-282-2882, that is. Let's listen to Governor DeSantis here. Cut nine. This is going to be one of the top five hurricanes to ever hit the Florida Peninsula.
Very important, obviously, when you have a storm of this nature. I think at landfall, it's going to be behind only the Labor Day hurricane, Hurricane Andrew, and Hurricane Michael in terms of intensity. I think we're going to end up seeing that. It may end up being a Category 5, but at a minimum, it's going to be a very strong Category 4 that's going to rank as one of the top five hurricanes to ever hit the Florida Peninsula.
Certainly there is, Buck, massive water damage, and I think it's also worth impacting. In addition to the wind, Governor DeSantis is saying this is a 500-year flood event.
This was essentially a tsunami flood event coupled with a tornado wind event, or bigger than what a tornado would be. But those are the speeds that people were dealing with yesterday, and our Fort Myers audience in particular, they were bearing the brunt of this. I will say we may be joined by the Cajun Navy later on in the program. They're obviously very busy with the imminent task of trying to help save people who are trapped in homes. It is often after the hurricane passes that many of the lethal events happen. People drown, people are electrocuted by downed power lines, or they try to set off a generator that is still soaked in water. It's unsafe. So it's very important that those first responders are able to get to people as quickly as possible. If we can, it'll be a spokesman, obviously. We're not taking anybody off the line. We'll speak to somebody from the Cajun Navy in the next hour about some of their efforts alongside. I mean, Clay, I'm sure you saw there was that photo of Florida lined up. I mean, it was an army of power linemen, essentially.
40,000 of them, basically, I think, are ready to go.
A sports stadium's worth full of technicians to get electricity back on, because that is so critical in this process. Critical so people also have their communications back, right? I mean, one thing is how are folks able to communicate? Hopefully there hasn't been as broad a disruption in cellular service. It depends on where the power's out and what stations are able to run on with redundancy, with backups. I will say Governor Ron DeSantis seems to be as on this as one can be. I mean, you're talking about a top five all-time hurricane event in the United States in our modern history. So it is a disaster. It's going to be a very tough few days, very tough few weeks ahead for Florida. I think the governor and the response teams, and I think he was very right yesterday to point out, there are thousands of people who are lined up ready to go. The linemen we just talked about, but also people that are working in shallow draft vessels, people who will be working effectively airlift to bring in supplies, drinking water, evac people from homes where they're stuck in the second story. I mean, you know, one thing we've been talking about, I spoke to some friends who are Florida bases. You know, my two brothers live in Miami. Miami wasn't hit by this, but you and I both know a lot of people that are right in the pathway of this storm. There are a lot of people stayed behind. We don't know the numbers yet, but there were people who wanted to ride it out, even in that area. And we saw homes floating away. And you saw water rising to where, even if you were on the second story of a building, one, you're now likely trapped for a period of time there because the water hasn't receded. And in some cases, the water might have gone all the way up into the second story based on, or depending on where you were. So it is a race against the clock now, right? I mean, we think of the storm as passing. We're through the worst of it in a lot of ways for the rescue effort. The worst of it, or rather the most important part of it, happens right now.
Yeah, and a lot of you have seen the footage from Fort Myers in particular, both the boats right there in the bay, as well as the downtown of Fort Myers. And we did an event right there in Fort Myers at the hotel right on the water. And we had a massive number of our listeners in the Fort Myers and Naples area. I know many of you are listening right now to us who went through what probably was an incredibly difficult day for almost everyone in that listening area, as well as a difficult night. But to your point, Buck, temperatures are going to be hot. It's going to get back up into the 80s or 90s as people do not have power and as there are all sorts of dangers associated with this storm. In many ways, the aftermath of the storm itself is one of the most challenging parts of recovering from a hurricane. And so, again, the phone number 1-800-282-2882. If you are listening to us, we will try to keep you updated, and you can let us know what that experience was like for you. And certainly we're thinking about everyone all over the state of Florida who was impacted by this, particularly those of you who listen to us on a regular basis. And we're going to do everything that we can to try to make sure that we are able to help out. By the way, the website, if you are listening to us right now and want to help, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis gave out this as a website where you can donate and also help deal with the issues that are currently afflicting Florida. FloridaDisaster.org One thing DeSantis is saying to do is take a photo of where the water level is in your home, so hopefully you have evidence of exactly what's going on there. But again, that website, to the extent, again, a lot of people's cell phone networks are down, certainly with there being no power. Wi-Fi is down many places, but if you are able to go, floridadisaster.org, that is floridadisaster.org, is the website that Governor Ron DeSantis has given out for everyone. And certainly for many people out there, we are giving our best, our thoughts and prayers, and we are going to, with this program, do everything we can to help the people of Florida, and frankly, maybe Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina as well, before all is said. As Joe Bastardi told us yesterday, Buck, he was already kind of pivoting towards the eastern coast of Florida, as well as what might happen in the Carolinas and Georgia in terms of flooding that might be caused there by this storm as well.
Yeah, I mean, Savannah is preparing for what could be a very rough few days ahead as well. I know that whole coastal region might be getting hit. As we said, floridadisaster.org is the website that Governor Ron DeSantis gave out. I do think from everything that we have seen, there's going to be a lot of, we're trying not to focus on the judgment of the response yet because the response is underway. But so far it has been, from a leadership perspective in the state of Florida, calm, cool, and collected under very trying circumstances from the governor and all the people that are working with the governor on this issue in the state of Florida, all the people on the front lines, the first responders who are going around. You know, we're talking about down power lines and the risks. First responders are the ones that have to get That's around right. that stuff, have to deal with it. They're the ones that are going to be exposed to flooded roadways, and there's a lot of risk ahead for all the people that are going to be doing this recovery work. So, as Clay said, our thoughts and prayers are with all of them. We do also have some news stories today we'll be diving into with you that don't deal with the biggest story in the country, because we are now, I can't, what's the math on it?
I think we're 40 days out. Buck.
40 days away from the election. I was going to say, I think it's 40. And we've got very important race here in New York State. Clay is here with me right now in New York City. And we have Lee Zeldin, who is the candidate, the Republican candidate running against Kathy Hochul in New York. New York needs some good news from this election, because the leadership here during the pandemic has been exposed as, I would argue, as bad as it can be. It's the leadership in New York State, both New York City and New York State, has been as awful for the last 3 years as any leadership anywhere in the United States of America. So that's pretty darn bad under the circumstances, given what we've seen during COVID. We've also got our friend Joe Concha. You know him from Fox News. He's a media columnist at The Hill. He's got a new book out on Joe Biden. It's probably a good time for us to be talking about Joe Biden right now, because that mess yesterday, Clay, where he called out for a congresswoman who had just passed away. And then we'll get it. I talked about it a little bit yesterday. I want you to respond.
Yeah,
I want you to hear
crazy.
This audio from Karine Jean-Pierre on it. And then we have the person behind, the woman behind Libs of TikTok in the third hour. This is an entity, for those of you who aren't on social media. Now, Tucker's had her on his show. And, you know, so if you watch Fox News, you probably are familiar with Chaya. But she is behind this Libs of TikTok account that is honestly target number one of the left these days to take off the internet, because all she really does is just find people espousing the ideology of the hard left and show it to people, especially on gender issues, transgender child issues, on the drag shows for children, all this stuff. Just shows video, and big tech is desperate to shut her down, as is the Democrat Party. We're going to talk to her in the third hour, Clay. I think that'll be a really
we haven't had her on the program yet before, right?
No.
So I think that'll be, I do think that people will really appreciate that conversation, because the struggle that she is involved in just kind of hits on so many different of the major issues relating to censorship and who is allowed to say and what they're allowed to say in a social media era.
And I think it's fascinating that we are at a point now with the left where clipping what they say.
Yes.
Video quoting
holding
them, if
up
you
a
will,
mirror, basically.
Just being like, hey, look what this person who is in charge of this activist group or whatever says here. Big tech says that's hate speech.
That's right.
Just taking what they say and showing it to a lot of people. Big tech, Google, YouTube, Facebook, they say it is hate speech and they shut it down. They say it's a violation in terms of they're trying to hide it from you. Especially when it has to do with the kids, because they know that that's a huge political liability for them. We will talk about this coming up here in just a bit. We're having one of those extended moments in America, that moment when inflation has done a real number on our economy and the markets are just swinging in crazy directions on any given day. Housing market's been affected in real ways. Look at rates on mortgages. It is a really uncertain time. And it's looking like next year is going to be very rough financially. Inflation's going to be high, going to continue to be high. So if you have money in savings, letting it sit there is like saying, I'm willing to lose 11, 12% of the value of that account. No big deal. Well, it is a big deal. That's the big deal that you got to avoid. You need a plan, one that can help you invest some portion of your savings in precious metals, specifically gold and silver. Both have been proven over time to hold their value when markets become turbulent. I rely on the Oxford Gold Group for gold purchases. They're the industry leader and proudly so with their advice and best pricing guarantees. There's value in purchasing real gold. Gold is the key to making sure your investments are on solid footing. Call them yourselves to diversify your portfolio. The Oxford Gold Group. Request your free precious metals investment guide toll free 833-404-GOLD. That number again, 833-404-GOLD.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, hey, I'm covered, no worries. Not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance.
And that can be a lot of money for your family, but how do you know you're not being overbilled? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
So unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate?
HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance.
When your medical claim comes in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors so you pay only what you owe.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million.
Bottom line, insurance isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it before you see another healthcare provider. HealthLock.com. HealthLock.com.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck Show. We're here in New York City. We're focused in on the hurricane, Hurricane Ian in Florida. It is now moving its way up toward the coast of Georgia, South Carolina. We're looking at this as just trying to get information out there and hoping to spread the word about the recovery efforts. Governor Ron DeSantis put out floridadisaster.org as a place to help coordinate recovery as well as donations for that recovery effort. We are very much thinking about our friends and family down in the Fort Myers area. As Clay's been mentioning, we had an event last year down in Fort Myers. Clay was down there. I had COVID, but he met so many of our people down there. So we're just thinking about all of them. There are going to be, unfortunately, imbeciles on TV, people with platforms who immediately try to make this a political issue, and they're going to use it to do a few things. Attack Ron DeSantis, push climate change, talk about how climate change is actually the cause of illegal immigration. I mean, they're going to take all these things and make it about that when it's just about saving lives right now and getting Florida back on its feet. That's actually what it should all be about. And instead you have Joy Behar. I mean, she's paid millions of dollars. Can she just be a normal person for like a couple of days and not make it about, oh no, she's attacking Governor DeSantis for his climate change views, almost like because he's a climate change denier. That's why Florida, I mean, it's crazy. Watch.
This is the quote from Governor DeSantis about climate change. Quote, I am not in the pews of the church of the global warming leftists. This is what he thinks about climate change. And now his state is getting hit with one of the worst hurricanes that they will ever see.
I mean, this is a religious belief for lunatics that climate change actually responds to politicians' belief or disbelief one way or the other.
It's a sign of desperation. And frankly, Joy Behar is an imbecile. But to go in this direction, Buck, I believe she said that yesterday before the storm had really even hit. I bet what she'll say today is more of the same. And just wait. They know that they are losing to Ron DeSantis in Florida. And they are going to go after Ron DeSantis, no matter what happens associated with this hurricane, with everything in their quiver of insults that is available to them to try to make this as political as they possibly can while people are still recovering from hurricanes. Look, Buck, you talked about it. Hurricanes have been hitting Florida since time immemorial, basically since Florida became a geographic reality. That is where it's located. It is a peninsula hanging out into the oceans. It is uniquely vulnerable in the United States of all places to get hit. And it will get hit for the rest of our lives and for all time, as long as the United States and as long as the geographic region exists as it does. But right now we got an election coming up in 40 days. They're losing. DeSantis is up big, and they're going to come after him with everything they've got. And that's just the reality, and it's unfortunate, but it started before the storm even officially hit. Look, reckless federal government spending is driving up the cost of everything, but you can still find ways to save money even today. There are things you can do right now to lower your monthly expenses and mitigate the impact of inflation. One area where you can save without sacrificing quality, switching your cell phone service to Pure Talk. This is America's most reliable 5G network. Plus, you can keep your phone number and your phone. If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're paying too much. Pure Talk will give you unlimited talk, text, 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. That's real money that can go to cover groceries or gas. And Pure Talk has never raised rates. Here's how you do it. Pick up your cell phone, dial #250, say Clay and Buck. That will put you into Pure Talk's customer service network. We're located right here in the U.S., and you'll save 50% off your first month. Just dial #250, say Clay and Buck today. Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are scheduled to talk with New York gubernatorial candidate for the Republican Party, Lee Zeldin. He may join us here in a few minutes. In the meantime, may take a call or two to touch base with what's going on with the weather. But I did see this, Buck, and I wanted to kind of give it as a sign that he's feeling a little bit of heat. Did you see that John Fetterman, Pennsylvania Senate Democrat candidate, the worst nominee of either party in the 2022 midterms, he has suddenly wiped Black Lives Matter off of his campaign site as attacks on crime are landing on him. And I just think that's amazing, because if you think back 2 years ago, BLM was the foundation to a large extent of the Democrat platform. And now we do have Lee Zeldin with us. And you may have heard that, who we hope you will end up the governor of New York. You're running against Kathy Hochul. But isn't it kind of amazing how, as crime has skyrocketed everywhere, Lee, that suddenly all the Democrats are saying, man, what could have caused this? Oh, I wonder what's going on here. Certainly you're seeing it all over New York and New York City.
Well, amen. There are a lot of Democrats who want to feel safe on the streets. They want to be able to ride the subways. They understand that their party has gone too far left. They feel disenfranchised by their own party. Every day I have people tell me that they're a lifelong Democrat. They've always voted Democrat, and this year they're voting Republican. One of the interesting dynamics that I remember unfolding was watching the Democratic Party primary for New York City mayor, which basically kicked off around the start of the riots and George Floyd and all that. And then it was a year later that the actual primary took place. And at the beginning of the primary process, the most popular issue towards the top of the list was crime, but it was really an anti-police, defund the police type approach. And a year later, when the actual primary took place again, crime popped back up on the list, but you had a lot of Democrats who were concerned that it was becoming less safe. They wanted to nominate somebody who they felt would clean up the streets. So it played out from spring of 2020 to late spring of 2021 in a way that unfolded here, and it's only gotten worse since.
Congressman Zeldin, Buck, you know, I'm a born and raised New Yorker. Lived in New York City pretty much my whole adult life. Little interlude there with the CIA where I had to leave here. But other than that, I'm a New York guy. I'm furious about what has been done to my city and what has happened throughout this state. And people look at New York, sure, but also in Rochester and Buffalo and parts even out in Nassau County. I mean, there's just been this crime wave that has been going that is directly attributable to decisions made by Democrats. What needs to happen? I mean, I honestly get so frustrated that I just want to start screaming expletives over this. What needs to happen for, if you're an independent voter in New York State, they got to see this, right? I mean, you're out there talking. They have to see that if they come into Times Square right now, they might get hit by a lunatic with a trash can with no, you know, pants on. I mean, it's crazy out there. Do they see it? Like, how is this actually landing?
Yeah, but there can't possibly be a shooting in Times Square because now they have a sign up that says it's a gun-free zone. So, you know,
the single dumbest gun-free zone sign I think I've ever seen. I actually took a photo of it, Congressman, about a week ago. Keep going.
Yeah, and you know, I did a press conference like a week later. I was in the Bronx where some postal worker got pistol whipped going into her job and got robbed of over $100,000 of what they had inside of the post office. I said, you know, maybe they should put up a sign above this post office saying pistol whipping free zone. I'm in Rochester right now, and while all across the state and country we see what's going on in the city, it's a national news story. As you pointed out, in these other areas, they're experiencing new highs in different areas of crime across the board. We need to remove rogue DAs who refuse to enforce the law. We do not have recall elections in New York, but the governor does have the constitutional authority, and I would say constitutional duty, to remove a DA who refuses to do their job. I've pledged, as my first act, the first day I'm sworn into office, is telling the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg that he's being fired. We need to repeal cashless bail. We have people, like we saw that Axeman in the McDonald's on Delancey Street in Lower Manhattan, breaking tables, breaking walls, swinging it at customers. He was instantly released due to cashless bail. I'll tell you one other thing. Our corrections officers, other prison staff, and inmates are being assaulted more since April 1st. Implementation in New York of something called the HALT Act, and it was limiting the tool of solitary confinement, and even solitary confinement isn't what it used to be. It's not like the movies. And now you have more assaults taking place inside of prisons. That should be repealed. All right, one more bonus one. We have kids who are teenagers who are being used to commit crimes because they passed a law called Raise the Age. So now instead of sending these kids off to criminal court, I would say kids, but you know they're 15, they're 16 years old, they're committing crimes. Instead of going to criminal court, they're going off to family court. And they're being used by other criminals to commit crime after crime after crime because they know that the system isn't going to do anything about them. So now they're committing more crimes, not less. So we know what we need to do. I put it all on my website, zeldinfornewyork.com/secureourstreets. A couple dozen or so proposals that I believe would make our streets safe again.
Lee, Congressman, I was reading even the New York Times is talking about the impact that you're having in New York City, in particular in Jewish communities, with people getting lined up behind you. What are you seeing in New York City, and what does the math need to look like in order for you to win this race? Kind of lay out what people in New York City who are listening to us, but also I think we're number one, Buck, in Syracuse, Albany, all these outside of New York City communities. What does the victory path look like for a Republican running in New York State?
If you get less than 29% of the vote in New York City, you can't win. If you get more than 35% of the vote in New York City, you can't lose. So a lot of this does come down to the city, but it's a 62-county campaign. As you pointed out, Syracuse, when you go north of the city, north of Westchester, the four biggest counties that you have to win, Orange County, Onondaga, that's where Syracuse is, Monroe, that's where Rochester is, and Erie County, that's where Buffalo is, you have to win all four. 60% in Suffolk and 55% in Nassau and 43% in Westchester. But that's all if you get 29% of the vote in New York City. Every extra point you get in the city, the numbers that you need elsewhere go down. Ideally, if you get to 35%, then you basically have this locked up.
Can you get to 35? That's the question. I mean, we got people that are fired up in New York City that are listening and may not realize how winnable this race is. So I just want you to be able to tell them all out there about what your pathway is.
Yeah, we had an internal poll we released yesterday. It came back on Monday. It had a 5.8% gap between Hochul and I. In New York City, that poll came back that had us currently at 32%. Now, you have margins of error. It could be better. It could be worse. But that's what that poll came back as. You have geographic pockets where you need to do really well inside of the city. Staten Island, Bay Ridge, Brighton Beach, Middle Village. And as far as the coalition effort goes, we do a lot with the Hispanic community, with the Asian community, with the Jewish community, with the Black community. And you have to engage with them, build relationships. That's why we started early. We got into this race 19 months to the day before the election. All across all the groups, number one issue is crime. But they also care about school choice. They care about being able to afford to survive in New York, where they are implementing congestion pricing, where they want to tax people for going into the city even more than what they currently pay to go into the city. So I oppose congestion pricing. Hochul supports it. This is just one of the many reasons why there needs to be multiple debates throughout the state. And Hochul, just like you're seeing in other places all throughout the entire country with other Democrats, her offer is that she will do one debate for 1 hour on cable at the very end of October. She says that's it, even though people are already voting. I mean, absentee ballots started going out this past Friday. She wants them to wait over a month after the start of voting before we have a one and only debate on cable where millions of New Yorkers can't even watch it on their TV screens.
Wow, it's amazing. The plan really is for Hochul, for Fetterman, a number of these candidates, is just hide and hope that the Democrat machinery carries them over the finish line, and they basically lie about what they support in the meantime. Congressman Zeldin, he's running against Hochul. He needs to be the next governor of New York, everybody. Lee, where should people go to help you?
Website is at zeldinfornewyork.com. We're on social media too, at Lee Zeldin across all different kinds of social media platforms. And I appreciate what you guys do. As I travel around the state, there's a whole lot of New Yorkers everywhere tuning into your show every day. They were reaching out to me yesterday saying, hey, they heard that I was going to come on today. They wanted to know what time. So there's a lot of people out there across the state tuning in. And we'll, listen, we have to work hard taking nothing for granted. And everyone out there, wherever you live, you are not jumping on a board for a wave. That is not what this is about. You need to do your part to create the wave until the polls close on November 8th.
That's well said. We're rooting for you. We'll have you on again as we get closer. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Lee Zeldin, man. If we can get a win on the board with Congressman Zeldin, New York governor, Empire State's coming back, baby. It can happen.
Well, not only that, Buck, and we'll talk about it when we come return, but there's a lot of really good signs out there as we sit 40 days from the midterm about where things are breaking. We'll tell you about some of them when we come back. In the meantime, history can be a great teacher. It's too bad oftentimes we have to become adults sometimes before we realize it. Because you mentioned history to kids, as in the subject matter in school, a lot of times they tune out. Not really their fault, because most history books, they can be boring. And they can focus on things that don't really appeal to kids. On top of that, you guys know, so many activist teachers out there who teach revisionist history that makes kids feel like America's an awful place and that they should be ashamed of their history. If you're interested in teaching kids real history, you need to get the new Tuttle Twins books. The best books that teach the most important lessons from American history in an engaging way that kids will love. They'll come away with a solid understanding of what happened, why it happened, most important, how it relates to them today. Look, we got these books here in the studio in New York City. But you know where else we got them? In the Travis household, in the hands of my kids. My kids, you know what? Getting them to read can be a challenge. I'm sure it can be a challenge for you, for your kids and grandkids too. They like these books. And right now, there's a great deal going on at TuttleRadio.com. You can get their your own copy of the Tuttle Twins America's History book, plus additional bonuses for a limited time. Here's how you do it. Go to TuttleRadio.com. Moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, friends, and family members. TuttleRadio.com.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, hey, I'm covered, no worries. Not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance.
And that can be a lot of money for your family, but how do you know you're not being overbilled? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
So unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate?
HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance.
When your medical claim comes in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million.
Bottom line, insurance isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it before you see another healthcare provider. HealthLock.com. HealthLock.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Welcome back. Clay and Buck here together in Manhattan, here in New York City. And I got to say, I had a moment today, Clay. It was great. You know, we just had Congressman Lee Zeldin on. He's running to be governor of New York. And this could be a Giuliani moment. Everybody who grew up, as I did in New York City, remembers that Rudy Giuliani came in, became the mayor of New York City. Obviously, governor's a different job, but could have a similar effect. And it was just cleanup time, and literally and figuratively, cleaning up the streets, cleaning up the crime, getting it done. I could have a real moment here. And, you know, when you're surrounded, when you're 8-1 Democrat to Republican, as New York City is, you can feel a little, you know, man on an. Well, you are literally a man on an island, but you could feel like an island within the island. And I was walking this morning. I just grabbed some coffee and I walked past a guy. Tom was his name. And he says, I'm listening. Well, to be fair, he said, I'm listening to Jesse Kelly right now, but I listen to you and Clay every day. And he said he had just listened to us. We're going to be seeing Jesse tonight. He's up here in New York for an event. So it was great. You know, Tom's such a nice guy. And whenever our people come up and you know, it's someone who chooses to listen to this show. I mean, I've always felt that I felt this way for as long as I'm doing radio. But the people that are with you every day on radio, you know, they're kind, honorable, well-mannered, and patriotic. You sort of start from that, and so it's just really fun to see them. So I had a little extra pep in my step. You know, I had a nice handshake with Tom. I hope he's listening to the podcast later. Here's this really nice guy. I'm walking across the street, and a lovely young woman, about 25 years old, maybe-ish, comes walking towards her. She goes, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Just like that, looks at me, and I'm like, and I kind of do the shrug and the like, hey, and she looks at me like, not you. And she goes right past me. She saw somebody behind me, her friend. And it's just a reminder, man, you know, got to stay humble in this business. Got to say, she was definitely not talking to me, but Tom was.
Is really, really funny. You know, I
thought I had a twofer this morning. I did not.
I always say that I might lead the nation in good-looking girls who take pictures of me with their boyfriends or husbands, right? Like college football games, the guys never, the women even look uncomfortable taking the photo because the guy probably has taken God knows how many photos of the girl and her friends over the years, right? Because men tend to be the photographers in this Instagram world in which we live. And the women who are taking the photo even are like not even sure at many times how to take the photo from that side of the camera. The number of times, Buck, where a good-looking girl is taking a picture of me with a dude, I really don't know. I'm talking college football games in particular. We're on the road. Guys come running up. They're like, hey, I'm a big fan of Outkick, big fan of Clay and Buck. Hey, my girlfriend wants to take a picture of us. I can't tell you how often that happens. So the fact that this 25-year-old cute girl comes running up to you and you're like, oh, wow, expanding the audience.
Another fan.
Yeah,
no,
what a morning.
Tom is a fan. Tom is probably 40, you know.
Dude.
You know, dude. Yeah.
We're big
loves America.
Big in the dude community.
40-year-old dudes who love America, definitely.
There's
in
not
our
a
demo.
Lot of competition, sadly, for 40-year-old dudes who love America, right?
Yeah,
like everybody else is out there talking about how awful the country
also,
is.
She had she had the AirPods in.
Yeah.
So she was all like so excited and was taking them out and looking at me and I was like, hey.
Maybe
like,
she's listening to the podcast.
I was like hey, you want to take a selfie? She was definitely talking to a 25-year-old girl right behind me. So it was a little bit of a moment today, but anyway, man, it's great when we get to see our people. That's for sure.
By the way, I was on the flight up here, and I tweeted about this. I couldn't believe the number of people boarding in Nashville to come to New York City yesterday.
Don't tell me
wearing masks.
Do you know that
I was blown away?
Do you know that bring back masks
was trending
oh, yeah. on Twitter yesterday. I keep telling everybody, if you live in a part of the country where this isn't a thing,
which
it's
is
hard
where
to believe,
I live,
right?
Like, that's why I was so stunned. I see no masks where I am going around to college football games all over the South. But when I got on the plane, Southwest Airlines, sitting there watching everybody board, My jaw dropped when I saw the number, and I'm not talking about 85-year-old people, which, whatever, you could make that decision if you feel like you're particularly unhealthy and susceptible.
But it doesn't work, though.
I know it doesn't
problem,
work,
right?
But
I know. But, like, we're being polite, but it's like telling somebody, like, we should get a bowl of leeches to deal with, you know, your back pain.
It's like watching it's like Game of Thrones when they're trying to treat all the medical conditions. I legitimately think about it. But I'm talking about people who are in their 30s, 40s, 20s, people who have zero risk from COVID that were wearing masks. And I tweeted about it, and it turned into a huge battle royale because people are like, why do you care? And my answer is because these people will try to make
you and me put
masks back on unless we rid the mask universe of this virus.
Biden administration is still very much thinking they may continue the court battle over the federal mandate for planes.
Certainly.
And they'll bring it back this winter
as soon as the midterms are over.
As soon as the midterms are over, folks. That's why we know these commies. We know what they're up to. They're not going to get away with it.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.